Several hundred people turned out last night to show support for the military in Alaska and speak against potential troop reductions. Pentagon officials toured Anchorage for much of the day, leading up to a concert packed with boosters at the Denaina Center downtown. John McLaurin is the Deputy Director for Managing Force Reductions Nationwide and says community support factors into decisions on cuts.
Number one, y'all are incredible. That assemblage outside before coming in here is something I've never seen before. You should be very proud of yourself because I am flat out impressed. So thank you very much for that.
The visit is part of the military's drawdown of 120,000 troops by 2018. Alaska could lose more than 11,000 Army positions, bringing thousands more dependents and family members out of state as well. The City Administration and Anchorage Economic Development Corporation have taken the lead, bringing civic and business leaders together to stress the financial importance of the military to the state. But many members of the public, like retired Colonel Peter Goldberg, says it's the lifestyle available in Alaska that causes so many service members to stay and maintain relations with the armed forces.
Ask yourself if it is a kind of place that would encourage you to reenlist. The recreation here is superb. This is a paradise.
Pentagon officials have hard choices to make in the months ahead as they visit all 30 of the communities that stand to be hit by base reductions. Art Bell is the commander of American Legion Post 1 in Anchorage and is skeptical community input will carry much weight.
My honest opinion is that this is a dog and pony show, that Department of Defense is here tonight because they're required by law to be here and to have public hearings. I don't believe that that's going to influence the final decisions. I do believe we will lose troops from Alaska from both bases. But I do believe that that's a mistake.
State and local officials are pushing hard to insulate Alaska from the cuts. All three members of the congressional delegation testified.